There is a community member in Park City. His name is Daniel Lewis. You may have seen him, well, let's see, Park City Silly Sunday Market or the Farmers Market or the Jim Santee Auditorium or Rotary Club or the Summit Community Clubhouse or the Christian Center. These are just a few of the places he volunteers and works. And we sat down to talk to him to see how he does it all. Here's my interview with Daniel Lewis. I am sitting here with Daniel Lewis. To some people, he's known as Danny, but you have to know him for a little bit to call him Danny. So for right now, you're Daniel. And then maybe at the end of this conversation, as you said, you might be Danny.
It's going to happen.
Juliana, our station manager, was the one that said, I really want to know more about this guy. He's everywhere, all over town. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Tell me, do you live in Park City? Are you?
I grew up in Camas, Utah. I saw Park City as the big city. At night, you could actually see the lights that were on the turrets that were turning whenever there would be a big gala at Stein Erickson. And so when I was 16, came over, and I was so lucky to get a job at the then Holiday Village Cinemark.
Yeah.
And the rest is history, because within the first month that I started working there, I was working for Randy Barton at Park City Television as an intern and volunteer. It was astonishing because I moved into the Centennial House.
What's that?
Of all places, it is the house that's at the top of Main Street that is currently being reconstructed historically. 176 Main Street. It's across the street from the Grappa.
The house they say is haunted?
The house they say is haunted.
Was it?
It was extremely haunted.
Really?
I will tell you right now, there were things that were going on in that building. It was the noises that would just appear and disappear constantly throughout the day. Didn't matter what time of day. Well, when I was there, I was very fortunate. I lived there during the Olympics.
Oh, fun.
And it was incredible. And I loved it very much because I went in with a little bit of money that I had and just repainted the whole thing and recarpeted the whole thing. Best 7 years there until it was condemned. April 25th, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
That was when it was officially condemned, and it was a beautiful place to live in, to be a part of that scene during the Olympics.
Are you like a master volunteer? How do you handle all of that?
I do refer to myself in emails as volunteer extraordinaire. I love this community so much. It has given me so many opportunities. My longtime mentor, Frank Normile, I was introduced to him starting Park City Film Series. Mm-hmm. There was these nonprofits that were just starting. I got to be a part of them when they were just starting as a little volunteer popping popcorn with the organization growing. Now I get to be one of the amazing projectionists.
Is that your main job now?
That is one of them.
Okay.
Yes. So I actually have a few. I also work for Mountain Town Music.
Okay.
Mountain Town Music. We will be starting our season. And it's an honor to produce these live events and then tear it all down and start again the next day at Lucky Ones, at Miners Park, at High Star Ranch, at Billy Blanco's. But let's not forget Silly.
Okay.
Every Sunday, Park Silly Sunday Market. I produce and I direct the main stage in real time with an amazing crew. The Burley crew, incredible men that show up at 6 in the morning in our little golf carts. We don't leave till 8 p.m. But now let's not forget about the Park City Farmers Market every Wednesday. Volker Ritzinger has just been an incredible mentor of mine, the owner, operator, and creator of the Park City Farmers Market.
Wow.
And you'll find me there setting it up, producing
these
the whole
jobs.
Event. These are jobs.
I'm exhausted.
I just named off 5. I can keep going all day.
You're a bartender?
That's correct. I'm now at Red Pine Lodge. I'm the director of beverage control, and I have these two little bars there that I'm just a glorified beer tender.
Man, okay, so you not only are you a volunteer extraordinary, you're very busy earning a living, which obviously is important.
Oh, well, you also forgot Park City Rotary. So I actually volunteer for Park City Rotary. Tuesday, I set up the screen and make sure we have our presenters in line. I'm a part of a really great AV volunteer team with my good friend Candace Hart, Rich Fine, and Kevin Kennedy.
Where else do you volunteer, per se?
Yes, I know. Yes, there's a law, because I started as a volunteer with Mountain Tail Music and every single thing I did. I started as a volunteer with every single organization. And then they're like, well, you know, you're here all the time and you do such a great job. How about we start paying you? And literally my words were, wait. You actually pay people here? Volunteering for the Christian Center and the food pantry is really something special. You see the faces of people that really need it in this community. That's what I love seeing, because now it's not going to waste and the people of the community know there's a resource for them. You know, when I ran for city council 2 times, I saw that.
How did your city council run go?
They went great. I lost both times. But the first time that I ran, it happened, no other candidate race in the state of Utah came down to 2 votes ever before, and it did for myself.
Do you think you'll run again?
I think I will. I really do.
Well, it sounds like you have your hands in a lot of different pots. Do you ever sleep?
I do, yes. I sleep very well.
And you live in town?
I do, yes. I actually live at 420 Marsac, which is just 55 stairs away from this building right now.
Okay, so you live in one of the old mining places.
I do, yes. Cool. A nice, an incredible historic house.
Amazing.
The Star Building. When Juliana sees me at like the KBCW Back Alley Bash, and then she'll see me at the YSA Jan's Winter Welcome. Like, you're everywhere all at once, all the time. And I'm like, yes, it's strategically planned. I put on the tuxedo tonight. Earlier in the day, I was in my short shorts running 5 miles, and then I had a author event with Jack Carr, a wonderful local author, at the library, and then came right up here because my tuxedo was already perfectly placed from the night before when I was setting up the speakers at Stein Erickson the day before. It's all strategic. One of my secrets is I have a lot of hiding places around town. Places, a lot of mobile wardrobes, and it works.
Hiding places.
It like, really does.
Give me one example of a hiding place.
Okay. In the projection booth at the Park City Library, bottom shelf of a cabinet, you will find a duffel bag with extra changes of clothes that make me look super fresh every time that you come to the Jim Santee Auditorium.
Do you ever leave Park City?
That is a really great question. I think you know the answer to that. I do not own a motor vehicle. Oh. Volunteering for Recycle Utah all these years, and you can always find me every December, Recycle with Santa, right here. It's going to happen again this December. Recycle with Santa, being a volunteer and working with Mary from Recycle Utah with the farmer's market for so many years, she taught me. She taught me everything about carbon neutral, carbon negative. Have you ever had a carbon negative? Because I don't buy anything, I don't use, need. And then I'm so grateful because of the Christian Center, volunteering at the Christian Center and also going in at the times at the Christian Center to use those things that are being reused, reduced from the landfill. You get to send them out a final bow and use the item, and you're not buying them.
That's great.
It's so great. I am carbon negative, and I love it so much by not owning a car.
Do you do public transportation?
I do public transportation. It's incredible.
And bicycle.
Oh, yeah, constantly. Yeah.
Okay.
When it's not snowing.
I was a little tired this morning. I didn't sleep well, and now I'm just like, oh God, give me a coffee. Let me have a tenth of your energy.
A French press every day is also my trick. Every morning,
there
an organic
you go.
French.
And a lot of friends and a lot of love.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, indeed, Andrew. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, well,
thank
we're
you.
Glad you're here. I'm glad I got to meet you finally.
Back right at you, Andrea.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.